Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. We are doing a little different today on Reverend Robin's Theological Bible College. We're going to do it here live streaming on the radio. So thank you so much for joining the Bible College. I hope that you're doing your lessons. I expect to receive them each week on what we are talking about. And as I always share with you, it is a two-year course of Reverend Robin's Theological Bible College. If you'd like to be ordained and join the ministry that we have, the Family Church of Jesus Christ, do the lessons, show commitment, and be a part of the mighty work of God. If not, you're welcome to join the classes and learn and study the Word of God with us. But thank you so much for joining us. Let's open in prayer. That is what we are studying right now in this quarter. And so let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Can you say amen? This is the template or the example of the Lord's Prayer, as we call it. He was teaching the disciples to pray because they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And so he said, in this manner, this way, you can take this whole prayer and be praying 24 hours a day. You can expand on it. And so that's what we're teaching today. Last week, we taught on Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the names of God. I hope you got your pencil and your paper, or you can use your phone, of course, and write your notes in there. But I expect each week, give me lessons, sermons on what you're learning. And Reverend Robin has her coffee here. It is early in the morning. I get up early to do this for all of you across the world in different time zones. I know that in the Philippines, I think it's about 9:30 in the evening there. And in Africa, it's about, I think, 3:30 in the afternoon. So appreciate your apostle getting up so early to teach you the Word of God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And I expect you to study the names of God, because all of the names of God are combined together, which is Jesus. Jesus is the completeness of the names of God. As, for example, Yahweh, Lord Jehovah, means the promised name of God. The Jewish people say it as a holy voice unto the Lord. I am who I am, Yahweh. Jehovah Nissi means Lord, my banner. We raise him on high. Also, El Olam, the everlasting God, God eternal. Psalm 72, verses 17 and 19. is his name will be forever. Blessed be his name forever. Elohim. Elohim. It's spelled E-L and then O-L-A-M. Elohim. The God eternal. His name forever. The everlasting God. Don't you just love to study the names of God? It just excites me. And then Yehovah Elohim means God. Another way to say God. Yehovah Yireh, the Lord will provide. Genesis 22:14. And remember, you can get the notes. Well, excuse me. You can get the notes on the website there on Facebook, Reverend Robbins Theological Bible College. Also, you can visit our website and hear the lesson over and over again. Today, I will post that lesson that we're doing today on the website, and you can study it over and over again. And so God reveals himself in his names, through his names. All the names, as I said, combined together, represent our Lord Jesus Christ, the living word, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Jesus knew his Father's name. Yehovah Shalom, of course, the Lord is peace. Galatians 5:22, 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. I love that verse in 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. The Lord Jesus Christ, receive it. His name's Yehovah Shalom. So that's what we went over last week. And so this week, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to write these scriptures down now. Thy kingdom, Psalms 22:28. It's a position, a kingly office, a royalty. Thy kingdom come. Psalms 145:13, royalty. It's a dominion, a power that we have been given. Daniel 4:25, kingship, kingly authority. Study these scriptures. That was Daniel 4:25. I'll also be emailing these lessons to you, but I want you to take notes, because when you write it down and you say it out loud, it comes by hearing. You see the word of God. You put the word of God before your eyes. And then Luke 4:5-6, it talks of royal power to rule. 1 John 5:19, we are of God, of royalty. 17:21, the royalty of God is in me. Let's turn there. Luke 17:21. Let's turn there real quick. Thank you again for joining me. 17:21. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Back up to verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come. He answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo, here, or lo, there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. I have a verse that I want you to also go to. It's Romans 14:17. We're studying this week the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what this prayer is. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom here is not talking about the kingdom of heaven, but the kingdom which Romans 14:17 is. It's not meat or drink, but righteousness. I want you to define righteousness in your papers. Peace. I want you to define that. Joy in the Holy Ghost. How is that so? In verse 18 of Romans 14, For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. These things, meaning righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that is the kingdom of God. Examples, again, meaning royal power, kingship, dominion, rule. Again, not to be confused with the actual kingdom of God of heaven, but actual rights and authority. Thy kingdom come. The word come is examples of the word come. Luke 1:35. Luke 21:26. To come from one place to another. To come into being, arise, to come forth, to show itself, to be established, to become known. That's examples, to arise, to come together. 1 Corinthians 11:20, 1 Corinthians 14:23. Look at these scriptures. Exodus 19:5-6. A peculiar treasure, a kingdom of priests and holy people. 1 Peter 2:9. A royal priesthood, a holy people. Out of darkness, in thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. That's what we're talking about today. I want to read all of this in your papers. Expound on all of this. Thy will be done. We know the mysteries of his will in Ephesians 1:9-10. I'm not going to go much further in this because I expect your papers to be more entailed, more deeper than just a couple paragraphs. I want you to do an attachment, if you can, on a Word format or PDF, however you can do it. One last thing I want to share with you before we say goodbye for later is Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17. Ephesians 16:17, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, grant you the according to the riches of his glory, the kingdom, the peace, the righteousness, the joy, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. If you strengthen your inner man, that spirit, of God has given you. You will be so strong that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, being rooted and grounded in love. What does that mean, to be rooted and grounded in love? Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done. What is God's will? Do you know? We will study that next week. Thy kingdom come, as Romans 14:17 says. It is peace and righteousness and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let the kingdom of God come alive in you today. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Apostle Robin Tavish saying God bless you. Pray in the manner that Jesus taught us, Father, through him. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day.
Mighty is our God. Mighty is our God.